Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I was having a conversation just before we went on with Craig Taylor and Mike Schaefer, two guys who are a bit younger than me. They work on my show, and they've asked me questions in the past like, did you ever get to see Led Zeppelin? Because for them, that would be, I guess it would be like me being able to go see, well, it wouldn't be, because Elvis was alive when I was still, you know, able to see him. And I said, well, would you want to see Led Zeppelin? Yeah, we'd love. And I said, well, I did see Led Zeppelin, and they blew like you wouldn't believe. And they went, okay, thanks, because that clears up a lot of things for me. And Craig just said to me, had you ever seen Pink Floyd? I said, yeah. He goes, God, I'd really love to. And I said, too late now. One of them's in the nut house. The other one left. 1-800-449, ain't one of them in a nut bin?
He lives with his mom.
Oh, he lives with his mom. So, well, okay. Isn't that the same thing? 1-800-449-8686. Is this guy in a... He's not in a homeowners association. There's a problem that some people are having with trick-or-treaters. Every year we have one problem or another with trick-or-treaters. But fortunately, this doesn't have anything to do with the kids. This has to do with people who are giving out candy. Mr. Austin DeMarca lives in Santa Clarita. I want to welcome on our program. And you're a father, Mr. DeMarca?
Yes, sir. I'm a father. I've got a 9-year-old daughter. And I have a 11-year-old son.
Okay, and are you worried about their safety?
No, sir. This has not got to do with safety. This has more to do with a neighborhood issue that we had brought up a couple of years ago, and we have decided to take some action. We did take some action last year.
And that's put you at odds with a couple of people, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, now I've got to tell you something. I'm a guy who last year at Halloween time, my wife and I took our kids out to trick-or-treat, and we left a bowl of candy at the front door. This is what you are having a problem with, right?
Well, no, I got a problem. We have 15 homes on a cul-de-sac that we have a fairly stable neighborhood.
Okay.
All I ask is that some respect be given to children who put in their time for costume making. And I am so very, very sad for the kids that some homeowner will not have the common decency to answer the door and give out the candy themselves. That's what I said last year to the people that I talked to. And that rather than do what I have seen done, and I do not appreciate, and that's leave the candy in a bowl out front with a real, and forgive my language, sir, but a real smart-ass note, take one, please, leave some for the other kids. Real smart ass, and not taking into consideration that these children worked a long time on their costumes.
All right, Mr. Marka.
Hold on, just a minute, sir. And what I'm saying is, when you're home and you don't answer the door, but instead you leave a bowl out in front with one of these smart ass notes about take one and all of that smart ass stuff, I'm saying that shows no respect to the kid.
Yes, sir.
Who have been working on that costume. Now, we don't like people who hide.
Okay, I want to just ask you a question.
Yeah.
Okay, you're saying that the reason why you don't like people leaving a bowl of candy out front is because they're home and they just won't come to the door.
They are home. They will not come to the door. You can see the blue, there's kind of a blue-purple blur of the TV set going. You know they're in there. You knock on the door. They won't come to the door. I have been with my children. My daughter's 9 years old. I still consider that pretty young to be trick-or-treating by herself. So I go with her, and my wife goes with her. And last year we saw this, where you can see the silhouette of the people in there. You're knocking on the door. You're ringing the bell. I can see their silhouette. I can see their television set. And they won't come out there. They won't. That's like spitting in my face, in the face of my child. And I have asked that...
Okay, another interruption, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, are the kids getting candy?
The kids are getting candy in a bowl.
So there's a large bowl out front. Now, a lot of parents do this. They leave a large bowl of candy out front because they don't want to come to the door.
That's like spitting directly into the face of Jesus Christ as he bleeds from the cross. There is...
Sir, don't you...
No, Mr. Henry, please hear me out. My daughter works on her Halloween costume. My son works on his Halloween costume. There are millions of American children every year who go out of their way, and they want the people to see this, and they go door to door. If you're at home and you will not answer the door, you might as well be spitting directly into the face of Jesus as he breathes his last on the cross on Mount Calvary, because the Bible says, suffer the little children to come to me. That means the children are suffering when they got to go to him. And that's what I have.
Okay. Like spitting directly into the face of Jesus.
Hanging on the cross.
You mentioned that you wanted a couple of things here. What are those?
We want people who recognize the children work hard on their costumes.
I will tell you this. I know the kids work hard on their costumes, and the children want the adults to see that, okay? I've had candy stolen out of the bowl that we leave at the front door.
As well, Mr. Henry, as well you should, okay? You should come to...
But we were taking our kids out ourselves, all right?
Well, then you were not home.
No, sir, I was not home.
I got no problem with you. I got no problem with you. I got a problem with those people who are at home and won't come to the door. Halloween isn't about candy. It's about the validation for the children. I'm going to tell you something. 10 years ago, I believed in God as Jehovah. I was involved with the Jehovah's Witness ministry.
Okay.
I went door to door with Watchtower magazine, and people would not answer the door. And I got home one day after going up and down streets and banging on doors, and half of them wouldn't answer the door. I got home one day. I had a stack of Watchtower magazines, and I looked at the mirror and I said, "What the hell am I doing with my life?" And I left the church, and I swore. As God is my witness, I swore a blood oath, and I will tell you, I opened a vein, and I can still see the blood running in the sink, that I would never again knock on another door and stand there like a jackass when I knew I could see the silhouette of them inside with the blue blur of their TV set. Now, these people have a bowl of candy, and I know they're home. They might as well spit right into the face of the Virgin Mary as she watches her son dying in a feast of blood and sweat.
Okay, man, I have got to take...
You know what I'm saying?
I know that you love your kids, and I know that you want them to be validated, all right? But you, to me, this is a tension thing that you've got going here.
I love my children. You mess with my kids. And, mister, you're on the fighting side of me. Now, I will tell you...
Let me ask you, what are you proposing, okay? I'll tell you what I think that you're proposing is wrong. Tell the audience what you do, okay?
Well, all right, now, what we do...
What are you doing to get these people to answer the phone? Because I found out... to answer the door, I should say. I found out about this. I thought it was dishonest.
We use a subterfuge.
You pound on the door and you scream that a child has been hit by a car and he's bleeding in the street and needs help, don't you?
Yes, sir, we do. And let me just anticipate your next comment. No, I don't feel guilty about it.
Well, one couple from last year who live in the same neighborhood as you, the woman needed medical help after fainting when she heard that there was a kid who was in the street bleeding and came out and found out there wasn't anybody in the street bleeding.
They were an elderly couple, yes, sir.
Okay, they were an elderly couple that could not get to their door fast enough when they heard you saying there's a kid bleeding in the street. They opened the door only to find out there is no kid bleeding. Okay?
All right, and let me tell you something.
You've been telling me a lot here, but I...
No, let me tell you something. If you're old... and you know it's Halloween, then you can drag your skinny rear end to the front door, sit there, and wait for the doorbell. Why you'd be in the back room listening to the talk radio shows or watching the TV, I have no answer for.
So you're saying they should have been sitting near their front door?
Yes, sir, I do. Yes, sir, I do. It's called Halloween. And I told them that they should have been close to the front door, way back there, get up and get over to the front door and answer it.
Mr. Marka, that couple, you're lucky that lady's alive.
I'm lucky that lady's alive. It's called Halloween, Mr. Henry.
I know it's called Halloween.
It's called Halloween, and it means get up, answer the door, look at the costume, give some candy, go back inside. It arrives every October 31st, last time I checked. And last time I checked, it got here last October 31st. And the last time I checked, it's going to be here this October 31st. And I'll tell you something else. I double-checked my calendar. Guess what?
What?
It's right there on the calendar, October 31st, Halloween. Tuesday. Now.
All right, well, your main gripe is that your daughter works on her costume. People who leave candy at the door in a bowl and don't come to the door
are spitting in her face. And and are showing her disrespect. And I would say to everybody listening to your program, you know something? You put candy in a bowl and leave it out front while you're inside watching reruns of The Virginian, or you're watching Fresh Prince of the Bel Air area. Mister, you're on the fighting side of me. I just want to...
Well, you know, you're the violent intent...
There's no violent intent, but we had to get them to the front door.
I just think getting on a bullhorn and saying, come on out here, there's a kid bleeding in the street.
But they're not going to come out. I'll tell you right now, I'll lean on your bell until it flies off the wall. I will knock on the door.
And after a while, it becomes a nuisance. Hold on. Get a load of that guy. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Did this guy call the office? I think he was, like, really upset, so Mike called him back. He's a father in Santa Clarita. His daughter works on our Halloween... He doesn't like people who won't come to the door on Halloween when you ring the bell and they leave a candy in the bowl. And they have taken to standing outside yelling that someone has been run over by a car, please come to the door. So in other words, they'll get anybody to the door, they'll use any subterfuge to get somebody to the door so that they'll open the door, look at their kid's costume, and hand out candy. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. What if you could hear the Phil Hendry Show without the limits of the FCC? What if the characters could say anything they wanted to say? The Tournament of Roses Parade, as you have never heard it before. That's right, coming New Year's Day from the Phil Hendry Show, a special uncensored and unedited live internet audio webcast, complete with all of the Phil Hendry Show favorite guests, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hear the Phil Hendry Show without limits. You can't hear it on the radio, and you can't see it on TV. Listen via the internet for only $4.95. Go to www.philhendryshow.com for details. That's www.philhendryshow.com. show.com for details. You indicated you were a Jehovah's Witness at one time.
I was a member of the ministry for Watchtower, yes, sir. But like I said, I got home one day. I took one look at myself in the mirror, wearing a short sleeve white shirt with a black bow tie. It's 110 degrees outside. I got a stack of Watchtowers that I ain't even allowed. I can't even give them away. And I said to myself. What am I doing?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You want people to come to the door and not sit inside and pretend like they're not home.
Yes, sir.
You realize that that's one of the time-honored traditions of Halloween, adults sitting inside.
I know that adults pretend like they're not home. You know, if you're really not home, that's fine. But don't pretend like you're not home and leave a bowl of candy sitting out front, or don't sit inside where I can see you, because the child worked on the costume, and the child... is entitled to that dignity. Otherwise, you might as well be urinating all over Christ on the cross. And
oh, come on. Will you please, sir, with these metaphors you're using, you are way over the top.
Well, sir, I think that disrespecting my child is over the top. And
just back off of that.
Forgive me if I've offended you.
Well, you just don't give me more problems than I need, okay? Man... Here is Reseda on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. I have a little issue with the fact that we live in America and this is a free country. If I want to sit in my house and watch TV and I don't want to celebrate Halloween, that's my right.
Well, what do you do?
You know what? I have kids
how
too.
Come you putting
I understand
the bowl out?
All of that. But you know, it's a free country. This isn't a communist dictatorship where you can tell me how I have to live my life inside my own house.
Then why do you put a bowl with candy in it out front?
Well, I don't. I'm out trick or treating with my kids.
I'm talking about. Well, you want to live in a neighborhood with other people.
Yeah.
Okay. Then how's about getting, joining in?
Otherwise, you can move to another. That's my choice.
You can move
free
to another
country,
neighborhood.
My choice.
Why don't you move to another neighborhood then?
I don't have a problem with my neighborhood.
Well, we got a problem with you.
I don't take that in my neighborhood.
We got a problem with you.
You try that in my neighborhood, you'll be arrested for harassment.
What am I going to? What are you going to arrest
door
me?
Door knocking, lying about kids laying in the middle of the street bleeding. You can get arrested for that.
Oh,
you know?
Really? And what's the charge?
Harassment.
Lady,
you're knocking on my door and saying stuff. No.
I don't think you know the law. I can tell you this: when a little
kid... Well, I don't think you know the law. You can tell me how to live my life in my own house in the United States. You know, what? We have a constitution. We
what
have
about,
rights.
What about that?
Well, if these people are putting candy in a bowl out front, they're celebrating Halloween. Okay? Then they're sitting inside and they won't answer the door? Hell yeah.
But this lady said she's not putting candy out. She's not celebrating Halloween. She's just sitting in her house.
Can I see her in there?
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
Ma'am, are you visible?
I don't know. Are you spying in my window?
No, but are the lights on and you're watching TV, right?
I'm in the house. I got to sit there in the dark. Free country, I can turn
okay,
on my lights.
So in other words,
sorry.
You want to spit directly into my face. That's what you're
I
doing.
I choose not to celebrate Halloween. You know, do you celebrate every holiday that comes around? Should I be offended if you don't celebrate Hanukkah or something?
I celebrate the mainstream holidays. I celebrate the mainstream holidays. I celebrate the holidays. I celebrate the holidays that are mainstream. And if I can see you sit, if I can see your silhouette in there, you're spitting directly into the face of a little child. And I wonder how you can live with yourself, how you sleep at night. What kind of dreams do you have?
I dream about a free country where people can't tell me how to live inside my own house.
Well, lady, my kid comes to your house, you better have those miniature Milky Ways and some of those milk duds, because that's what she likes.
Is that right?
You got
or?
It. Huh?
Or else?
Well, then you better have a good lawyer.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You better have a good lawyer.
Okay, thank you, for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686, Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I can't believe that you can push your views down other people's throats in your neighborhood.
It's not my view. How come they got a bowl with candy in it?
All right, we need to differentiate.
They're trying to be nice.
We need
the
to differ. We need to differentiate.
To be nice.
Hold on. We need to differentiate between the people who have candy in a bowl and the people who just don't celebrate.
Well, they're all the same to me. They're all the same. They're all the same kind of people that would laugh at a child who just got run over by a car.
There are people whose religious beliefs do not believe in celebrating Halloween.
I heard that. And as far as I'm concerned, they're the same kind of people that would laugh directly at a child that's been crushed by a milk truck.
I don't think so.
I think so.
But you've
all
already
right, so
said you've
don't...
left your church.
I left my church. I've joined another church where we can have a couple of laughs. Where we can have a couple of laughs.
Well, I'm a minister's wife, and we have laughs, but we don't celebrate Halloween.
I don't believe in a Christianity where a guy can't even loosen his rear end up long enough to dance, or a guy can't take a taste every now and again. You know, I believe in living in the world, ma'am. I don't believe in standing around with a cob wedged up my rear end. I can't get into a goblin suit. Why can't I get into a goblin suit?
But you're not showing Christian love to that elderly lady that fainted, either,
are
you?
And she ain't showing no Christian love to my daughter by sitting on her dead skinny rear end, watching television and not coming out and forking over some of them Milky Ways. And that's all there is to it.
But that's her home. Stay off her property.
I ain't staying off of nobody's property on Halloween time. That means
you ought to be able to arrest you for going on somebody's property and doing that.
You know what? You've heard of Halloween, haven't you?
I've heard of Halloween.
Okay.
We don't celebrate.
Guess what happens? People come onto your property. Are you going to arrest a child? Wow,
no.
You're a real fun lover.
In New Orleans, where I'm from, we turn our lights out if we don't want children on our property, and they don't come because they respect our rights.
And what happens if they step on your property anyway?
They don't.
Yeah, there goes the shotgun, because I know
what
another thing
about
New Orleans,
what are you teaching your children by lying?
Having a good time, get a couple of laughs.
You're teaching your children to lie.
All right, all right. Thanks a lot. This is every Halloween it comes down. I forgot all about this. Every Halloween it comes down to the same old thing, this religious argument.
I'm not arguing about religion, Mr. Henry.
Now, I know you're not, but we get the same Bible-thumping people. Oh, well, I guess. The same people come out of the woodwork and say we don't celebrate Halloween because it's a... do you get that on your street?
No, sir. I live in a normal middle American neighborhood. I don't live in any fringe neighborhood.
Well, all right, so you're saying those people are fringe, huh?
Yeah, I would. You said yourself you was raised Papist.
Yeah, I'm Papist.
Well, do you all celebrate Halloween?
Yes, we did.
God bless you.
Yeah. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is Austin and Mark. We'll get back with him here on the Phil Henry Show about how he wants people answering their door or else he's going to give them a heart attack or something. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Halloween's coming up. Man, it's like clockwork. Every year, somebody's got a problem with Halloween. It's a demonic holiday. Somebody's putting razor blades in apples. The kids are, you know, putting, what's the crap the kids put in the car? Shaving lotion on a car. Takes the paint off. A house burned down. And what's that real genius move they pull in Detroit? Don't they burn their homes to the ground on Halloween? Something similar to that, or it's all nut night or something? We have a gentleman in Santa Clarita. He is upset with people who will not come to the door on Halloween night, but instead put out a bowl of candy, but he can see them in there. You're saying also, Mr. Amarca, it's because your kid works hard on the costume.
Yeah, my daughter works hard on her costume, and she wants the people to see it. Now, I have said that if they won't come to the door, we will use some subterfuge.
And that includes what?
That includes yelling that there's a kid who's been run over by a car, we need help, they'll come out, and then we'll go, ha! And then show the costume and ask for candy. And
so you've got some person, like the elderly couple last year, on the verge of a heart attack. Oh, my God, where's the kid? And you go, ha, trick or treat. Is that what you do?
If I see somebody in the house, Mr. Henry, okay, I see a person sitting in the house, I will sometimes open the door and just send my daughter right in to ask him for the candy, too, if the door's unlocked.
If the door's unlocked?
Yes, sir.
There's where you're getting into a violation of the law. Here is Cincinnati on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, my name's Rob.
Hi, Rob.
I'd like to know, was this guy ever taught any respect when he was younger?
Absolutely, sir. I was raised in a decent home.
Oh, you were? Well,
yes,
then what are you teaching your child when...
That's what I'm talking about. Respect for a child who has worked on a costume to come outside and say, that's a beautiful... My daughter this year is going as the one... Who's the one with the sheep?
What are you talking about?
Know.
The gentleman in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Who's the kid with the sheep?
Oh, I don't know about no kid with a sheep.
See, you ain't never heard of Little Bo Peep.
Well, man, I
okay,
heard
that's
of
what I'm talking.
Well, what is this, a test?
Well, that's what my daughter's going as.
Well, what I'd like to know is, I mean, I'm not, I don't
and
know.
And she
that
goes
much
to the door.
Law. Well, I'd just like to know, because
yeah.
I don't know that much of the law, but
you
aren't you causing any kind of a panic when you go and knock on somebody's door and not know who's in there? Somebody could be sick or feeble or old and needs to be bedridden or something, and you go in there pounding on the door like all hell's breaking loose. And then you use a microphone to tell them that there's a kid out in the street bleeding. I mean, I'm sure there is a law against that.
Well,
maybe not where you're from.
That's a good
but
point,
in mainstream
sir.
America, there is laws for that.
Well, sir, I live in mainstream America. Now, look, if you're just let's take what you said. If you are enfeebled or otherwise bedridden, you should have someone move the bed closer to the front door.
Do you really listen to yourself? Are you really saying
are
this
you,
stuff
yeah.
just so you can get on the radio?
Are you saying, Mr. Amarca?
Yes, sir.
That a bedridden person should have people come in and move the door?
So what is so difficult for you guys to believe? Look, trick or treat, no trick, and I'll trick you into thinking that a young child is crushed and bleeding under the wheels of a truck. Is that a trick? Yes. Is that part of trick or treat? Yes.
Yeah, let me ask you, so how is that part? Now, I'm 38 years old, and I trick-or-treated up until I couldn't trick-or-treat no more, and I'm taking my daughters out trick-or-treating.
How old was
and
that?
And not one 30? Time have we ever pulled a trick like that, not even when I was younger and mean as hell, did I ever pull any kind of a trick like that.
I'm not
that.
Causing no damage to no property. I'm not doing nothing like that.
You're causing neighborhood. That's what you're causing,
but
and
people,
that is against the law. I know it is in my hometown.
What is? Just saying,
causing a panic.
And you don't think it causes
something
a panic?
That isn't, huh?
And you don't think it causes a panic in a little child when she worked on her little Bo Peep costume for maybe 2 weeks? You go to the door and nobody says that's a cute costume.
Exactly, because you know what you could do? You could avoid that door, go to the next door that's lit up, and then show them off. Show your daughter off how beautiful she is.
The door was
Who
lit up.
Who cares about those people that don't care about her? Why do you care? You shouldn't care about those other people. Care about your daughter and about the people that want to see her and that want to celebrate it.
You know
so why worry about them?
You know they got candy in there. You know
well, so they do got candy. Are you going to tell me that your daughter's got to have so much candy at Halloween that it rots her teeth out? My daughter's getting more, and we're from a town that's only 2,000 in population, a small town.
I rented a live sheep for my daughter to use. God, why can't people?
Hold on.
You rented a live sheep.
Did you hear that?
Yes, sir, I did.
You rented a live sheep.
Yes, sir, I did.
All right, okay. So you rented a live sheep.
There's nothing wrong with that. Hey, man,
no,
if you want to go all extremes in Halloween, go ahead. But, man, it doesn't. You don't need to go and knock on people's door and force them to come out to see your daughter. Forget about those people.
Do you understand? Do you understand the extent that I go to for my daughter to be happy?
Doesn't everybody, doesn't every mother?
With all due respect, sir, you ever rent a live sheep for your kid or anything like that? I probably
no, but I'll tell
I
you
think
what, I help them with their costumes every year. I decorate our house outside every year with them.
But
you know,
kid,
I may not go to the extreme that you do, but I think what I do is enough.
My daughter went as a cowgirl last year, okay, and I got her a pony.
Okay, look, sir, you're going to an extent for Halloween that not even, I mean.
What, so in other words, I'm a weirdo?
I didn't say you're a weirdo, but you're.
Nobody's saying you're weird, man. It's just that how can you care about what people are setting inside that don't care about Halloween? Why should you care about them? You should care about going to the houses that do celebrate it and showing your daughter off. If you avoid the places where you have to go and make a commotion and do your tricks, like you like to call them, then all you're doing is showing your daughters how much of a fool you are. Go to the places that celebrate it. I'm sure you know which ones they are, because you sure as hell know which ones that don't, it sounds to me. Go to the places that they do celebrate it, man, and let your daughter enjoy.
I will tell you, this year I rented my daughter a live sheep, and I have to resist with all of the strength that I have in me, and I'm a Christian. That if these people don't come to the door, I'll let that sheep go ahead and leave a little calling card. And I think you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, well.
Sheep crap.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I wouldn't use that word, but yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well.
Next year, I'm going to send her out as Colonel Sanders, and yes, sir, I will, Red Live Chicken. Yes, sir, I will.
And yes, sir, I will. And what does this got to do with you banging on the doors? I mean, why?
Because I want every last one of those sons of you-know-whos to get their fanny perpendiculars up, bring that candy that I know they got in there, and bring it. God.
Man. You know what? I wonder how your attitude is going to change when you get old and you're feeble and can't move and you're the only one in your freaking house. How anybody who would even want to stick you up to the door so you could see the child coming in. I would like to be there, fly on the wall to see if you really are still enjoying it.
I will pay college students to roll my door up to the door, roll my bed up to the door.
That amazes me. I can't see how you think that you're teaching your child respect for other people when you can sit there and do what you're doing at Halloween. You're not.
All right. I think you made a very good.
I'll tell you something. Someday my daughter's going to be one of them harem girls, and you better bet your rear end I'll rent her a camel.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, thank you for your call, sir. I got to get going now.
What?
I have to go and do a commercial.
Are you all done with the interview of me?
Yes, I'm all finished. And it was very interesting. It was really neat. Thanks a lot. Okay?
All right. You sure you don't want my home number so you can come over to my house?
No, that's fine. I don't.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ben, lose that guy's number, will you please? So that cat, next year she's going as Colonel Sanders and he's renting live chickens. Well, he's really devoted to her. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Gee, tonight is the big night. All of radio-dom is going to be at the Museum of Television and Radio in Beverly Hills. In fact, they want me there so bad, they sent a car. They actually sent a car to pick my worthless... Huh? Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to send a car to pick me up. What if you could hear the Phil Hendry Show without the limits of the FCC? What if the characters could say anything they wanted to say? The Tournament of Roses Parade, as you have never heard it before. That's right, coming New Year's Day from the Phil Henry Show, a special uncensored and unedited live internet audio webcast, complete with all of the Phil Henry Show favorite guests, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hear the Phil Henry Show without limits. You can't hear it on the radio, and you can't see it on TV. Listen via the internet for only $4.95. Go to www.philhenryshow.com for details. That's www.philhenryshow.com. com for details. Speaking of Halloween, it's kind of funny. I remember being, you know, single and having Halloweens come and go. There was a period there where, as a single, like you're a bachelor and you're living at, like, maybe in a duplex or an apartment, and now you don't have roommates. You're just sort of, you're living as a bachelor guy, and for whatever reason, it's a Tuesday night, a Wednesday night. You're not going out. You're working the next day. And there was a period there when I was working at night. It was a godsend because I didn't have to be home and deal with it, you know. But like when I was up in Ventura, I was working during the daytime. So you'd have to do something about having trick or treaters coming around. Now there's a period where yes, I would have the candy and I'd give it to them, and then I got I forgot. It's, you know, I forgot, and I don't want to do it. And I was getting kind of angry, or maybe I was entering a period of my life where I was using too many amphetamines, that something was wrong with me. So I remember a few Halloweens literally coming home, shutting all the lights off, and like hiding in a back room where they couldn't see the light. And then just flipping the TV on with a case of beer and just trying to drink myself to sleep before I had to hear a doorbell. And that would be the thing, you know. And sure enough, I'd be sitting there slugging down a beer, ding dong, and you'd hear the little feet, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. And I didn't have a jack-o'-lantern, I didn't have a cat, I didn't have nothing, I didn't have no cutout, nothing out there, but the kids still, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. This year, my wife went out, she got a jack-o'-lantern and all that crap. There ain't no kids that live in a street. And I told you what happened last year. We lived on a street where there were no kids at all. In fact, there were nothing but people over the age of like 106. And we took the kids to one house because we thought, well, we just moved in. We'll go to this house. This old lady answered the door. I thought she was going to have a full thrombotic moment. I thought I was going to be a full cerebral hemorrhage because she literally like went for her left arm as if there were shooting pains already because she saw two little trick-or-treaters there at the door. And she said something to the effect of, Are you all right, ma'am?
Yes. But, I haven't seen trick-or-treaters here since 1984.
Because all the kids that lived on that street grew up and moved as far away from there as they could get. Or grew up and stayed on that street, and she's one of them. Because, man, it was a wild thing. So, I don't know what we're going to do this year, but the guys are old enough now where they're saying that they want to go off with their friends.
Sure.
Sure you are. I won't be around Halloween, that's for sure. Oh, yeah? Where are you going? I'm going off with my friends. Oh, you got a car? Did you buy a car? I didn't know that. You purchased, what, a brand new sedan? Well, no. Well, so, you're going off with your friends. Are you going to walk there? No. How are you going to get there, man? Well, you or Mom are going to take me. Really? Let's start talking about money. Let's start talking about cab fare. Let's start talking about remuneration for the good old stepdad here. I ain't taking you no place. And what do you mean you're going off with your friends? I know what you're going to do, man. You're going to go off, let the air out of tires, scare old ladies. You know what? You're too old. You don't get to do it. Come on, man. It's fun. I want to get some candy. I don't want you to unless I can go with you. Do you still trick-or-treat, Schaefer? You and your wife do. Don't you go door-to-door? Get a load of this party that Schaefer's going to. I'm almost ashamed to tell you about it, but I will. Oh, I won't? Okay. Well, then don't tell me this stuff if I can't say it on the air. It's a surprise. Well, it has to do with the fact that you pay for Mike's services. That's all I can tell you. I wish I could tell you more, but Mike is going to be a guy who you pay money to, and then he does stuff for you. Sexual stuff. Okay, so anyway, getting back to that. Now, what were you guys, executioners and all that crap? I was Tom freaking Sawyer. I don't care anymore, man. Just get the candy, bring it home. I'm eating it. It's mine. You know what I'm doing this year? I'm going to do what the guy, another guy I know did. I'm getting hot dogs. I'm having a cookout right on my driveway. I'm going to do that. That's the bomb. I'm going to drag my TV set out there, my beer, and I'm cooking hot dogs. And every kid that comes by, I got no candy, but if you want a hot dog, you're sure free to have one. And I won't be going back in the house if some kid ain't going to, you know, shaving cream my car. Why would he want to? Big spice dogs. So that the kid is just sitting on a can for weeks. And huge, you know, hamburgers and stuff. That's what a friend of mine did. And I found out these kids went by, they loved that. Now, if you tabulate how much you spend on candy as to how much you spend on hot dogs and soft drinks, try it. I dare you guys, try it. Well, it's too much work, man. I got to be sitting out there. Well, where are you going to be anyway? You're going to be sitting on your can in front of the TV set? Drag it outside. That way, nobody's going to be putting shaving cream on your house. Cooking up hot dogs, they'll love you. You'll be a hero. And you break down the cost on this thing. Didn't we break it down, Mike? It's going to cost you to get candy for Halloween, $40 minimum. You can't get bags of that crap for under $10. You can do this hot dog thing for like $35. Gonna do buying this candy, because if you go out and you get that candy corn and you go out and you get the real cheese ball stuff, if you go out and get that Rice Krispie treats, man, there won't be an end to the eggs that they throw at your house. Just dairy's worth. Chickens will die. Chickens will be giving their lives for the eggs that they'll be pelting at your house. So that's why I told my wife to go out and do that. And although we live on a street where there aren't any other people, we live out in the country. I forgot to tell you. See Agnes Moorhead in the Twilight Zone? That's my house. So it's Halloween every night at my house with those freaking coyotes. I got coyotes that I can hear at night. You ever heard a coyote? I mean, about 16 of them, after they've found something to eat, they yip and yap, and the echoes through the canyon. And you can sit there and really let your imagination run wild. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something unique. I'm giving out toothbrushes and Dentine this year. What do you think of that? How long do you think I'll have my car with air in the tires? How long do you think it'll be before my car's up on blocks if I give out toothbrushes and Dentine? Anyway, in the middle of the night, I can hear those coyotes going ape. And one night, I wanted to just get up and run with the wolves out there. Just get up in the canyon and start running with them. Just kind of a crazy thing, you know. And then I woke up the next morning, and I saw paw prints leading into the window of my bedroom, literally. And I was laying on the floor, and there was an eviscerated sheep out back. And I don't know, but a pentagram on the palm of my hand. I know you got hair on the palm of yours, Mike, but I've got a pentagram on the palm of mine. And what does the old gypsy lady say? You know it. Woof. Dr. Ross Dog Food's mighty good. Anyway, our number is 1-800-449-8686. That's a bad day, man. You wake up and there's an eviscerated sheep in your backyard. So again, that's going to be a week from today. I said all of that to say a week from today, the Museum of Television and Radio will be broadcasting live starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.